Hi, this is Ken Miller. When I teach freshman-level biology at Brown University, my students routinely tell me that respiration is one of the toughest topics of the whole semester, and they struggle with it. If my brilliant Ivy League students have trouble with cell respiration, the odds are pretty good your students do too, and that's the first thing I had in mind when I wrote Chapter 9. This is tough stuff, but it's also important stuff. The use and transformation of matter and energy by living systems is one of the big ideas in biology, and chances are they figure pretty highly in your state standards, too. So I wanted to do it right. The first part of the plan, as you already know from Chapter 8, was to separate photosynthesis and respiration into two chapters. That means students will begin this chapter understanding the role of ATP and already having been introduced to key ideas like high-energy electrons and the coupling of electron transport to ATP synthesis. And we get to the important stuff right away. I open the chapter by talking about the energy found in food and by giving students a diagram of the mitochondrion that helps them to understand the size, location, and structure of this very important organelle. Later, you'll find one of the most important illustrations of the chapter, a road map showing the three major pathways of cellular respiration. Just like the previous chapter, we'll use that road map again and again to keep students from getting lost as we look at other pathways. There's also a great piece of active art your students can link to using the code in the book, and it animates these pathways in a way that will help your students to grasp the meaning of the diagram more completely. Try it. I think you'll like it. We then take students through glycolysis and explain what happens in the absence of oxygen, which is, of course, the process of fermentation. I found that students often don't appreciate that even baker's yeast produces alcohol when it ferments, so I took care to explain what happens to that alcohol. We aren't alcohol fermenters, of course, but we do produce lactic acid, as any athlete knows, and I've tried to make use of that fact here and later in the chapter, as you'll see. The second section of the chapter begins with the Krebs cycle, but notice how easy we've tried to make it for your students. One of the figures shows how glycolysis feeds into the cycle and emphasizes that the cycle can be thought of as having two principal parts, citric acid production and energy extraction. As you know, nearly all of the carbon dioxide that we and other animals exhale is produced right here in the Krebs cycle, and I thought this was a perfect place to make a connection to environmental science. You'll see a suggestion on how to do this in the margins of the teacher's edition. Electron transport and ATP synthesis are illustrated in detail. And notice how we've used that roadmap to help students appreciate how electron transport, as shown in one of the figures, fits into the other pathways of respiration. Remember that active art animation when you get here, because it shows this process as well, right down to a spinning ATP synthesis enzyme. I've tried to sum up the approximate energy totals from these processes in one of the figures, and be sure to note the explanation in the teacher's edition of why the NADH molecules produced in glycolysis don't yield quite as much ATP as those produced in the Krebs cycle. Finally, I ended the chapter in a way that a lot of students will be able to relate to. I use sports, human athletic activity, as my tool to explain how these pathways work together to provide the chemical energy we need to run, jump, or swim. We both know that the subject of this chapter has always been considered tough going for our students, but I'm absolutely convinced that by taking the time to explain it carefully and by providing your students with great illustrations, we've given them a chance to enjoy and to master one of the most important ideas in all of biology, the way in which our cells transform the energy in food. Good luck, and thanks for listening.